Saturday morning, it's something for the weekend, and Derek Carberry, makeup artist to the stars, Hello. Is in studio. Also, you do Mere Mortals as well.
Yeah, like yourself.
What are you saying? I'm a star?
Is that what you're saying?
Okay, listen, you've got a wedding masterclass coming up very soon. I'm raging that I can't go to these anymore now that I'm married.
Oh, it's a day out.
Yeah, but
like, any friends getting married? Have you got, you know?
Oh, I do.
There you go. A ticket for you and your friend. Go to the masterclass.
Very good. Tell me all about this one.
So this is a collaboration with fabulous photographer Jenny McCarthy, and we're doing a bridal masterclass. What we're calling it is I Do, with wedding experts Jenny McCarthy and Derek Carberry, in Killeshea Hotel on the 14th of April. So what this day is all about, we're going to have speakers throughout the day, which are all professional at what they do and are experienced in wedding preparations. So it's not only about the day itself, but the build up to the day of the wedding. So the problems you're going to encounter, you know, booking your hairdresser and your makeup artist, booking your vendors, your hotel, everything, and the issues that can come up in doing this. It can be a stressful time, but also if you're organised, it can be a very easy time. So it's just all about preparation, and we're going to hope this event will help you in this preparation for your big day.
There's so many things to think about, so yeah. It's great to get advice on what to do and what not to do. I've picked up loads of tips from you guys over the years, so it came in very handy for my wedding last year. Even with Jenny is a fabulous photographer. Her tips on, like, even things to bring with you on the day, like the sewing kit, you'd never think of that.
Jenny has a bag with her, so anything goes wrong, a button pops or something rips or whatever, she will be there and she can fix that problem, no problem to Jenny at all. But also on the day of the masterclass, we're going to have like a fabulous kind of a Prosecco lunch as well, and some afternoon tea.
It's funny how Derek always manages to get Prosecco involved
Prosecco
in every
in
event he does.
Quite a lot. But this day, it's great for everybody, whether it's your mum or yourself or your bridesmaids, or it's as part of your hen party, it's a great idea as well.
What do you think are the things that people underestimate the time? Like, for example, you were saying when you're booking a makeup artist for your wedding, you need to be booking way in advance, don't you?
Like, for example, like people, when they get engaged, the first thing they think of is their venue and their cake and their band and all this kind of things, which is obviously, you know, very important. But more of a thing to be worried about is if you have a key vendor, like a hairdresser or a makeup artist in mind, and it's a bank holiday in August in 2021 or whatever it is, and you want to book them and you leave it 6 months before your wedding, you're not going to get that person.
It's not a hope.
You need to be booking your makeup artist and your hairdresser a minimum year in advance, year and a half, really. I've been getting bookings for 2021 and 22.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And then also, you know, when it comes to even like little things like your cake, I thought with a cake you can leave that to the last minute, like a few weeks beforehand. I couldn't get anyone.
No, but again, it's all about preparation and how much time they have to do these things and how much bookings they have. So you need to get in there. You need to book these things really quickly. And, you know, the organised bride is a stress-free bride. Mm.
I think it's a good idea as well to have the people in mind as well before you start booking dates.
It is very important. I think these days people have recommendations from their friends who have got married already and take these recommendations on board. If they've had somebody around them on the morning of their wedding that's made them feel really calm and very stress free, they're the types of people you want on the morning of your wedding around you.
Yeah, we had a lovely morning, didn't we, Derek?
Yeah,
the morning of my wedding was great.
Having a laugh, and the kids were there, and we had nibbles and, you know, a glass of bubbles again, Prosecco. Whatever, you know, but it's always, I always love being involved with brides on the morning of the wedding because it's generally a lovely atmosphere. Everybody's in great form. Everything has been organised. Everything's ready and they can sit back, relax and enjoy their day.
Do you know what the one thing I underestimated was? The amount of time it takes that morning to get ready with your hair and your makeup.
Yeah.
And it's like the logistics of one person going in to get theirs done, the next person. Because remember, we were going out getting our hair done and coming back. The bridesmaid was getting her makeup done while I was getting my hair done.
Exactly. Like, to be honest, it's the ideal situation, particularly if you're having on location wedding, like you were getting ready at home, so it was grand. But if you're at a hotel or a venue down country, it's better to have hair and makeup on site that you're not having to come and go, because there may be delays, it may
be
kind of in the salon or whatever as well. So for you, again, for stress free, I would have your hair and makeup on site the day of your wedding.
Like, if you're getting married at, say, 2 o'clock and you've got three bridesmaids, you're talking what start time for makeup?
So if you're saying I would usually have a booking of a minimum of four people, so say you have a 2 o'clock wedding, as you say, so you'd need to start getting ready around 9 a.m.
Yeah, you see, people don't think that.
But that's fine. But a lot of times people have wedding parties of 6 and 7. So you're going to have to start getting ready at 8 or 7 or 8 a.m. if you want to be ready for 1 or 2 p.m. Then you have to decide how far away is the venue you're getting married in. Is it a long drive?
It does end up being a rush in the end.
So the whole morning, to avoid it being in a rush in the end, you need to have your preparation starting really early. and then have a bit of time at the end to play around with if possible. You don't want to be in a situation where, and Jenny will back me up on this, we are an hour late for your ceremony.
Yeah, no, it's really rude, isn't it?
It's really rude, but then even like lighting for pictures and depending on the time of the year, like it affects loads of different things.
Top tip, don't have 15 bridesmaids.
Top tip, don't have 15 bridesmaids. Like usually a bridal party will consist of 6-7 max. Usually around 5 or 6 is what I would deal with.
That's a lot, it is,
but it's fair enough. Somebody's going to have 3 or 4 bridesmaids and their mum and the bride. That's kind of, you know, what I would expect. But like I would do a lot of American weddings as well, and when they come over to get married here, they will have bridal parties up in the 13-14.
They literally ask anybody that they came across in their lifetime to be the bridesmaid,
because it's so many people in one place at the one time to get ready. It can be very, very stressful.
I don't get that. I really don't get it.
But that's why we're doing this masterclass, is kind of to give you all of the tips and tricks and the build up to the day itself and the do's and don'ts basically. And you know, it's a lovely day, and you know, it's, you know, a fun day out with the girls basically, and you can have a few bubbles, which is always nice.
Great, thanks Derek. How can we get in touch, or how can we get tickets for that?
I'm on social media. Derek Carberry is my Instagram handle. You can also contact Jenny McCarthy as well, and we will be holding the event in Killashy Hotel, which we also have availability of the tickets as well.
Perfect, thanks Derek. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.